Greetings, everyone, and welcome to Healing Hearts. I am Pastor Tapper, pastor of the New Covenant Church of God at 10428 Astoria Boulevard in East Elmhurst, Queens, New York. The zip code is 11369. Thank you for joining us on this wonderful morning. If you will turn with me in your Bibles to the book of Isaiah, chapter 54, verses 11 through 17, we will find these words. O you afflicted one, tossed with tempests and not comforted, behold, I will lay your stones with colorful gems and lay your foundations with sapphires. I will make your pinnacles of rubies, your gates of crystal, and all of your walls of precious stones. All of your children shall be taught by the Lord, and great shall be the peace of your children. In righteousness you shall be established. You shall be far from oppression, for you shall not fear, and from terror, for it shall not come near you. Indeed, they shall surely assemble, but not because of me. Whoever assembles against you shall fall for your sake. Behold, I have created the blacksmith who blows the coals in the fire, who brings forth an instrument for his work, and I have created the spoiler to destroy. No weapon formed against you shall prosper, and every tongue which rises against you in judgment, you shall condemn. This is the heritage of the saints of the Lord, and their righteousness is from me, saith the Lord. The weapons referred to here are weapons of mass spiritual destruction. These were built to inflict damage or harm to God's people, to God's house, and your Christian way of living. These weapons are used to maximize the amount of damage that one person can inflict upon another. The weapons referred to here are not meant for self-defense, but for destruction. These weapons may be understood to include anything used to gain a strategic, material, or mental advantage over God's people. But we praise God because throughout the Bible, God has turned battles around. He is a turnaround God, a God of second chances. He will turn things around for you. Remember, he met Joshua before the Battle of Jericho, and he advised Moses from a burning bush on the backside of the desert. God marched in battle before David on the top of the mulberry trees, and God caused enemies to turn on each other in the heat of battle. God caused your enemies to fall into the very pits they dig for you, and he has opened doorways of escape where none existed. God has broken chains of bondage. He has prepared tables in the presence of your enemies. God has caused weapons built for your destruction to be used to destroy the one who built it. He has caused weapons gathered for the destruction of God's people to be used for the protection of God's people. Remember the reference in the book of Esther? God has turned curses to blessings and schemes of destruction to pathways of promotion. God has broken the power of crippling and debilitating thought and changed it to empowering and liberating beliefs and convictions. The devil takes ordinary life experiences, everyday interactions, and repurpose and enhance and convert them to become weaponized against you. He uses them to steal, kill, and destroy who you are. The devil retools and reinvents words and events and conditions and circumstances as a means of opposing one person against another. He amplifies and magnifies the smallest incidents to full-blown weapons of warfare. Have you ever asked yourself, where did someone get that anger, or where did that rage come from? Because you never saw it coming. But God sees you, and God sees everything. He knows what you are going through.